cavity feel.
Yes.
Okay. And you might say, let's see, would you say he got sick or he took sick?
Take sick.
Take sick? Okay.
Well, you can't say all that, Beth.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
Sick in his stomach.
Did you say at his stomach?
In his stomach.
Okay.
What
do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? Hello? No word for that? What do you call a hobgoblin who threatens children with? Like somebody might say, you better behave or the something will get you. Or the, you better behave or the something will get you. Okay. If a friend knocked on your door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend? What would you say?
Good morning, Christmas gift.
Okay. If you had a very heavy suitcase and you had to take it from one place to another, you might say, gee, I'm glad I don't have to, what, that very far?
Carry it very far.
Okay. What do you call an animal that has a very hard shell and lives in water? It can draw its four legs and its tail and head completely inside its shell.
Shell out too.
Okay.
Excuse me,
Lou. Okay. What do you call a similar animal that lives on land?
Cooler, goat.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Intestine.
Okay. You ever call them anything else?
Sometimes it's interesting. Entrance.
Okay. How about liver and lights or chitlins?
Chitlins.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
Okay. And let's see, what do you call a small flat-bottomed craft that has oars that you use on a lake? Well, if you want to get from one side of the lake to the other, what would you get in?
Boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Well, a pillow.
Well, would you call it a pillowcase or a case or a pillow slip? Or?
I imagine. I don't know what you
mean. Wouldn't call it anything. Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty, what, a bead.
Pair of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really, what, the other?
What, the other one.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? Got a word for that? Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to let loose a penny. He's really a...
Stingy man.
A what?
Stingy man.
Okay. Would you ever say a penny pincher or a skin flint or a tight wad?
Never used.
Okay. Would you ever say he's close?
Yeah, I'll say that.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that are in bad taste. You'd say, he really looks...
funny.
Okay. Would you ever say slouchy or dutchy or tacky?
Tacky.
Okay. Would there be a different word if this was a woman instead of a man?
Not really.
Well, would you say tacky or funny for a woman to do that?
Same thing.
What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say he's really
dressed.
Okay.